Our second feature was written by Robert Morgan, Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Nature Conservation Officer. He advises on how to protect birds that nest on Norfolk beaches, and Carolyn Wood will read his advice.
Our county's wonderful stretches of wide open beaches are understandably a great draw in summer for both visitors and locals alike. North Norfolk's Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty designation is not only for its delightful views, but for its incredible wildlife. However, the popularity of our beaches, including those classified as nature reserves, has placed increasing pressure on them. Three species of beach nesting birds, the ringed plover, the oyster catcher, and little tern, are at risk from increased disturbance, and their vulnerability has led to gradual, yet continuing, decline in their populations. When hundreds of years ago our coastal beaches were vast, lonely places, they were a sensible and safe place to nest. The modern world means that these birds now face numerous challenges when attempting to raise a family. General human disturbance can prevent them from settling, and accidental damage by an unsuspecting foot on their well-camouflaged eggs is sadly a regular occurrence. Dog ownership continues to grow in the UK, and off-the-lead dogs on our beaches, which nesting birds find particularly threatening, are an increasing and significant problem. This never-ending encroachment means that our beach nesters become squeezed into ever-decreasing areas, and this can result in higher occurrences of natural predation. Rising sea levels and more frequent summer storms are also proving an issue. However, help is on hand, and with the cooperation of all beach users, these beautiful seashore birds can be saved and hopefully help to recover. Around the coast of Norfolk, conservation organisations, including the National Trust, RSPB, and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, join together to help protect these precious and highly vulnerable birds. At NWT Holm Dunes Nature Reserve, the staff and volunteers rope off three areas as an attempt to protect shore nesting birds. One of the most obvious and vocal is the little tern. Arriving with us in April after a winter spent on the west coast of Africa, the little tern is a dainty bird, often referred to as a sea swallow. Like the more familiar bluebird, it has a long forked tail and swept back wings. It's pure white, with powder grey wings and a black crown. Unlike other UK tern species, it sports a bright yellow bill. Norfolk is an important county for nesting little terns, with almost half of the UK population, roughly 700 pairs, attempting to nest in scattered colonies around our coast. During the spring and summer nesting season, Norfolk Wildlife Trust has a team of volunteers who patrol Holm Dunes Beach. Along with recording bird behaviour and nesting activity, the volunteers help the public understand the problems these birds face. As well as the little tern colony, the Holm Dune Beach volunteers keep a watchful eye on nesting oyster catchers and ringed plovers too. The oyster catcher, or sea pie as it was once known, is the most conspicuous wader on the beach. It has bold black and white plumage, a carrot-coloured bill and pink legs. Gary Hibbard, NWT Holm Dunes Reserve's warden, has a few pointers on recognising oyster catchers and ringed plover behaviour when they are disturbed at the nest or with chicks. The oyster catcher is a noisy bird during the summer, especially when incubating eggs and rearing young, an indicator that you can be too close to a nest or chicks. The ringed plover is a smaller, compact bird. It has a white belly and light brown wings, a black breast band, a black and white face and a brown crown. The ringed plover has probably suffered the most due to seaside recreation, particularly the increased number of dogs that are now taken to Norfolk's beaches. Gary stated that the ringed plover's behaviour when disturbed at the nest is very different from the oyster catcher. They will hurriedly leave their nest with a worried sounding pew call, hoping to draw any intruder away. Both adults may appear panic-stricken, often adopting the broken wing behaviour. This is a sure sign that a nest or young are nearby. Ringed plover chicks feed themselves and they often choose to forage on the upper strand line. It's during this period that they are most vulnerable. Enjoying Norfolk's beautiful coastline and its wonderful wildlife is a fantastic privilege, but we need your help to protect our beach nesting birds this summer. Help us protect our beach nesting birds this summer. Keep away from fenced-off breeding bird areas. Follow signage and guidance from staff and volunteers to minimise disturbance. Keep dogs on leads in areas where you are asked to do so.
Thank you, Carolyn.